I try to play golf twice a week. The most difficult hole on our course is the 8th. It's a par 4 and uphill all the way, with a bunker situated about 30 yards in front of the green. We usually played as a par 5, trying to get on the green in 3 shots and then 2 putts for a 5. Most people are very happy and pleased with that. Some weeks ago, I hit a really good drive, took out an iron, ready to lay up and hopefully get on the green with a 3rd shot. I was about to hit the ball when one of my playing partners said, "The wind is behind us today, David. Why don't you go for it?" I took his advice, got along a club and hit a really beautiful shot over the bunker, thinking to myself, that ball must be somewhere near the green or even on it. When we arrived at the green, however, I couldn't see the ball anywhere. One of the other players said, optimistically, "Look in the hole, David." I looked, and there it was. I'd got an eagle on the hardest hole on the course. No one had ever heard of this being done before. In the clubhouse, I was famous. But I would have missed my moment of glory, my 15 minutes of fame, if someone had not said, "Why don't you go for it?" The Bible is full of courageous people who trusted God and saw wonderful things happen as a result. The Baptist minister, or missionary rather, William Carey said, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." Carey translated the Bible into many of India's dialects and inspired a whole generation of missionaries. Today, God may be saying, just go for it. The job interview, the promotion you thought you couldn't get, the idea of better business idea or house modification. You don't know what you can do until you try.